Welcome to Social Selling Simplified. I'm your host, Ashley Shaw, and today I'm sitting down with Colleen Nichols, who's the founder of Direct Sales Growth Community, the anti-Hey Girl Hustle community on a mission to change the perception of direct sales from the inside out. Colleen also runs a successful direct sales business. She's in the top 1% of her company and leads a global team of hundreds of women. She's obsessed with this business model and is passionate about helping women utilize it effectively. Now, if you haven't maybe heard of Colleen before, you've definitely heard of her Instagram account at No Shame Sales Game. And in today's episode, we get into how she built her following with legit no ads, no money spent on finding followers, no gimmicks, just straight up how she built her following. So listen in and prepare to be blown away by how simple and easy she makes it to really understand at the core what you need to be doing on a daily basis to grow your account if you want to do what she has done in building a following of diehard fans.
You're listening to the Social Selling Simplified podcast. Stick around if you too are obsessed with learning things that actually work and believe that success leaves clues. We're all about identifying results-producing roadmaps and getting super clear on how to scale and grow your online business. From part-timer to president, social selling expert Ashley Shaw will help you connect the dots and take the guesswork out of what works to grow a social selling empire. It's time to hear from social selling legends, listen in on truthful conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks to reduce the marketing overwhelm so you can build a social selling business of your dreams. If you're ready to go all in, no holding back, and build the business you've always wanted, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, social selling guru, and fitness industry OG, Ashley Shaw.
Colleen, I'm excited to have you on the show today. You're just one of those people that I was super pumped to jump on with and like nervous too, right? Because like your Instagram, you know, No Shame Sales Game is a huge deal. So I was super excited that you and I were going to dive in today because there's so many great nuggets of things I think that, you know, our listeners today are going to hear and talk about. And the first I want to talk about is that you are a mom of three and you are currently in your closet right now.
I am currently sitting in my closet upstairs. My three boys are downstairs and I'm like, nobody come up here. Mom is on a call. My husband is down there with them, but I don't, no matter where you go, they find you. And it's just like hanging on doors and
leave
me alone for a minute.
I totally get our babysitter. She is in nursing school and this is her first week of school. And she, you know, she's 22. So, you know, when we talked about the schedule and stuff, she's like, I'll just let you know. And like, meanwhile, like she can't be here at all today or tomorrow. And my and I are just like looking at each other. Now, this is a new thing. We've only had a babysitter for 3 weeks. I'm playing it like we've always had one.
Our nanny, our au pair.
Yeah. But it just like gave us so much freedom. Mm-hmm. And like, we didn't know what to do with ourselves this morning because it's, you know, it's a different world out there right now.
And goodness gracious, that's the truth. Yeah. It's definitely been a weird time to like try to grow businesses and have kids at home. All of mine are, you know, five and under. So it's crazy town.
How old are they?
5, 4, and 10 months old. Yeah.
That's awesome. It's good crazy. For you guys. That's amazing. Yeah. And I think that you are somebody that has been able to embrace the craziness and the chaos of what's been going on. I know I want to hear more about your story and how you've come to be doing what you've been doing. And there are a couple of points that just it stood out to me so much about your story in terms of, you know, your Instagram and how you've doubled your following. Like I was looking today and it was like, what, 32,000 followers. Like,
so crazy.
No big deal. While raising your youngest, right? Like that's when this all happened. Mm-hmm. Like just one day you decided and it, boom, there.
I was like, my husband was like, well, it started, there's so much, if anyone, you know, if you're in the direct sales industry, you know that there's so much negativity on the internet about like anti-MLMs or like, hey, huns or whatever they call us. And I was like, you know what? I'm so sick of this, but there's no positivity about our industry on the internet. And I mean, listen, I can get sucked down into a comment section with a troll. You know, it's fine. I've been there. I've done it. I'm not proud, but it's happened. And I was like, there has to be a better way to like get positive information out there about what we are and help women who are in this industry who maybe feel like lost. And, you know, so I also try to offer trainings and tips and things that they can take away. But my husband was like, you should just start like a theme page on Instagram. And I was like, who would care about that? And so I started it and it's crazy.
It's just absolutely blown up. So what were you doing before this became like a huge thing for you?
Yeah, I am in the direct sales industry. I have been working with my company for 4 years now. I'm in the top, you know, 1%. It's my full-time like job. It's how I make money for my family. And so that's what I've just been doing. And just leading up to starting this, I've coached people on the side a little bit outside of my own team. And I've been really passionate and about my team, right? Like, okay, we're going to not be these infomercials on the internet. We're going to be better than this. But, you know, that's only a couple hundred people. Like, I was like, we need to get bigger than this. So that's kind of where I was before that. But yeah, I'm still very much in direct sales.
And so what do you think, because this is like the question that everyone is going to be asking in their heads right now is that, so this took, you told me what, 6 months?
Yeah. 6 months,
so was it 15,000 to 32,000? Like that was the jump.
Oh no, it was zero.
Oh, zero. Okay. Zero. I don't know where I picked up somewhere that it was like somewhere in there. So you went from zero to 32,000 in 6 months.
Yeah. And completely organically. Like I've never run any ads or promotions or anything like that. And it blows my mind. Literally, like when my husband, it was his idea. And I was like, okay, maybe 100 people, maybe. Right. And I didn't tell anybody, like none of my friends knew. Like I just started it and started posting and I was getting followers. I was like, what the heck is going on? And I would see randomly like people that I was friends with share it. And they're like, have you seen this account? And I was like, oh my God, that's so crazy. Like, but I didn't tell anybody that it was me for like 4 months. And I just posted and it, honestly, I wish there was a secret sauce that I could tell somebody, but I think the value add was just there. People are looking for that positivity and a little bit of help in their businesses.
Okay. So if we were to have a look at, it's so funny when people like, it's not fun. It's usually what happens, right? Like when someone sees like a lot of growth, they're like, you know, it just sort of, you know, it organically happened. And I'm like, I love to dissect what the heck really happened, you know, because like there's obviously a lot of things that you are doing right. You know, like there's definitely a secret sauce that you have encountered here. So I'm going to take a stab at it and you can tell me, you know, like warm, yes or no. Cold.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I think the first thing that you've done a really, really good job of, you know exactly who the heck you were talking to. Like, there's no shade of gray here about, you know, this person inside and out, their fears, what keeps them up at night, what other people are telling them. Like, you nail exactly who your ideal customer is. Like, that's what I'm going to say is like the first thing happening there.
Yes, that's true. I know. And it's the same person every single time. I know exactly. It's like, I have her in my mind. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so there's no, I think a lot of, you know, network marketers, they can get caught up on this. They want to talk to everyone instead of talking to that one person that really, really matters.
Yeah. That's the problem that I see a lot. It's no matter what company it's, I have all these products or I have all these offerings and I'm going to talk about how they can help everybody. And people are really scared to niche down because they feel like if I am only talking to one person, I'm going to miss everybody else. But dude, if you're talking to that one person, like that one person isn't actually just one person. There's so many of that person that you're talking to. So then niching down and then doing it again and doing it again till you, like you said, you feel like you're talking to one person over and over and over again and about the same thing, right? Like I have a girlfriend on my team who is a dairy farmer, mod farm chick, check her out. She, but she's a dairy farmer and she has, you know, 11,000 followers and people are like, how does she do it? And I'm like, she talks about dairy. She talks about cows. Like, and she educates people on it, right? And that's the same thing. Like, you have to know who you're talking to, whether it's somebody in the fitness, somebody who's trying to lose weight, somebody who's trying to get healthy. Just focus on that one person.
And it seems like you've done a great job of like not trying to be like a five-trick pony. It's like, you know exactly who that audience is. So I'm assuming when it comes to creating content for you, it's not hard because you always know where that lane is.
Yes and no. It's so funny you say that because today I was like, God, what can I say today? You know, like, how can I? Because I don't want to just put up content. I try to post 2 to 3 times a day because the algorithm is a thing, but also I'm not going to post just to like put up fluff. I want when somebody comes to my profile, they know that they are getting actual valuable content. So I do know who I'm talking to. I do know how to stay in that lane, but sometimes it's like, how many times can I say, like, don't be afraid, you know? But it's funny, people, you can say the same thing in so many different ways. And that one person's going to get it when you say it this way, it's going to click with somebody else when you say it this way. So you have to get creative with saying the same thing over and over again.
Well, and I think too, we always think like, because we've read it or we've posted it, that everyone is seeing it that many times.
Yes.
Instantly. Like that's never the case.
Never the case. Oh my gosh. So many times. Oh my gosh. Yes. People are like, oh wait, huh? And I'm like, I say this every day. What are you talking about? But yeah. We assume that everyone sees our channel. Like you're like, well, this, I do it every day. Like I'm here every day. And no, people don't come to your channel every day. Maybe they're coming to see you twice a week. So you gotta, you know, be consistent with your messaging.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So a couple other things have sort of trickled out of this. So I'm just picking up the secret sauce.
Good. Here. Hopefully you can help me figure out the secret sauce.
So you're posting 2 to 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's an important
yes.
Here. You've said this a couple times. It's like the value add. Like you're not posting if it doesn't add value.
Correct.
Like that's like, a pretty good sir.
Mm-hmm. And I think how we were talking a lot about how a lot of your listeners are in the fitness industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the fitness industry, and that's just what we're talking about, but like it's a very like physical, like, you know, the physique, people can post like a really awesome picture of themselves and like that gets traction. And the content of like the caption doesn't necessarily have to be there because you can see it before and after. Like, I didn't have abs. Now I do. Like that's great content. So the value add has to be there and the integrity of it. Like I want to provide quality content.
In terms of, I know this question is going to come up. They want to know about hashtags.
And
what, if you have used that sort of strategy, like where do you think this, how quickly you've grown? Like we've got a couple things that you've definitely identified, like your ideal customer posting 2 to 3 times a day, serving up valuable content, using that as a filter. What kind of things do you think helped grow? And was it this super secret squirrel hashtag strategy?
It was not a secret hashtag strategy. I literally use the same hashtags on every single post. It's saved in the notes section of my phone. I copy and paste it. Like when I'm telling you that, like, this is, people sell like crazy expensive courses on like how to grow on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is crazy. Like you can do it. I use the same hashtags and you can, there's, you know, free hashtag generators. Like you can, so over 6 months, I'm sure some things have been really successful, like, you know, popular wise, but it's like, I'm using names of certain direct sales companies, but it's not that crazy. But yeah, there's no hashtag strategy. We came up with them and we've been using the same thing. I say we, because I like run everything by my husband. I'm like, is this stupid? He's like, maybe, I don't know. Try it. Totally winging it. I don't have any, like, I have zero chill. I have no facade. Like, I can't pretend that I'm like, oh yeah, like, there's this really secret strategy and it's very like high level. Nobody could understand it. I don't know what I'm doing, but I show up every day. And I think that that is something that's across the board, whether you're trying to grow a theme page or grow your business, like you got to show up every single day. So yeah, I think that's more, you know, valuable than anything else is, and the growth part, I think honestly has been not so much the hashtags, but creating shareable content. Mm-hmm. So it's creating those things that when I'm thinking of a post, I'm thinking, okay, if somebody's in direct sales, and I know that like in my bio, it says like saying it so you don't have to. So like, you know that your prospects are watching you. So like, let me say what you want to say. So you can just share it. So you don't have to be like actually the one like calling out the ghost who like, you know, hello, are you there? You know, so thinking about what would they want to say to their audience, but then also like, what could somebody tag their team in? So when it's reach out language advice or how do you use your samples, or you don't need this, you need this or whatever, like tag everyone. And they do, they say, you know, tag all these people, follow this account, and that helps. That's organic. And that's the thing, when you're talking to people in direct sales, they love to share stuff that they like. So they're like, okay, great, I'll share it.
Yeah. So having shareable content and taggable, like easily tag their team. So I'm thinking this too, from like the different niches out there, like really thinking about that, like, is my sweaty selfie shareable?
Right. Probably not.
I don't know. Like, it's going to take me a minute. Or like when I see people like stirring up their, you know, their product, I'm like, again, like that's the ding in the bell for me of like that question to ask yourself, like, is this shareable? I think that's like very simply, beautifully put.
Yeah. And a lot of times what we're doing is not shareable. You know, it's just, we feel like, oh, I have to be present on social media. So let me stir up my whatever, or let me wash my face, or like, I think there is value in that. So people, you know, you're staying top of mind, people know the product, whatever. But if that's your strategy, it ain't going to cut it.
Yeah, for sure. So, okay. And then the other one is, I loved how you said it's things that your audience wants to say, but it's like easier to like take someone else saying it and just putting it out there.
Like, LOL.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a B word, but I agree. Yeah. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
It's saying what they want to say. Yeah.
Yeah. That's an interesting one. And I'm trying to think of the psychology behind this, is, I guess, where my mind goes, like why that works. So you're saying when you post stuff, you're thinking about the audience and things that they want to say. Like, for example, I just want to read a reading from your Instagram.
Oh, gross. Oh, God. I'm sweating. Oh, God.
Okay. Like, I'm just thinking of an example here. If we took one of these and then someone was going to share it, what it's actually doing behind the scenes. Oh, I like this. An ambitious woman runs her business, not her mouth. So
yeah,
an example of that, or here's another one. Working a 9-to-5 is fine, but it's not the only option anymore.
Right.
You're saying if somebody saw that and they were able to share it, it's kind of like, I'm not the one saying that you need to consider other options, but I'm just gonna leave this here.
I'm just gonna leave this here. See what you do with it. I mean, because I know that people want to say stuff to their audiences, and I've never had that issue because I just say what I want to say. But some people have this struggle of like, how do I show up on social media? Like, am I gonna be completely authentic? Or, you know, does my son's preschool teacher or pastor follow me? Like, what are all the, you know, things that I have to think about when I say stuff on social media? So I think when people can feel removed, even if it's just like, I'm sharing it, so that means I like it or agree with it, but I didn't actually say it. So like, it takes the pressure off. I think that's the psychology behind it. But they're hoping that prospect Patty that they've been talking to is going to see and be like, you know what, it's time. Like, it could happen. And I think, I don't know, that works for people.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you called it Prospect Patty. I've never heard that before, but I love it. And
there you go.
Yeah, so good. Okay, awesome. So that feels like it makes sense. Like there's a lot of things that you are just, I love how you like just kind of cut the BS too. It's mm-hmm. like when you really think about it, the things that you're doing are just super authentic, high quality, valuable, almost in a way, keeping it simple, keeping it consistent. Super cool. So let's talk about stories here for a sec. Is there anything with stories that you feel is like, you know, what you would recommend that people talk about on their stories or how to make them valuable? Because that can feel like it sucks sometimes.
Yeah. I like to think of my stories as like on my personal account is obviously different because on this account, I'm pretty much just sharing like the post, but I like to think of stories as like my living room. Like you're hanging out, we're in our yoga pants, like we're having actual conversations. Like you're going to see me as me, but I see my grid or feet or whatever it's called. See, totally professional. Your grid as like more of like your business card or a blog where you're adding sort of like more professional value. I think in your stories, you can add value in a way, like in your living room, if you said to your best friend, like, oh my God, I just bought this bodysuit on Amazon. Like you have to get it. So yeah, send me the link and you buy it because you're talking about it and she loves it. So I think on stories, it's again, like it's knowing who you're talking to, right? It's not like trying to get on there and be perfect and sell things. It's get on there and be yourself and know who you're talking to. It's your best friend. Get on there and talk like you're talking to your best friend. If you're somebody with the mouth of a sailor, like myself, that's where you can have that space. And I think another thing with stories and making them valuable is adding captions in your stories when you're doing video. A lot of people don't do this. And I read a stat recently that it's like 78% of people who are watching stories watch them on mute. So if you're just like talking, people are going to swipe because they can't hear you. But if you keep that, it's like you write the caption or you write what you're saying. There's also apps that do like the talk to text. I don't like those for myself personally because it always like adds weird words in there. And I'm like, I didn't just say seagull. Like, what are you talking about? So I just type them out and people stay longer and they engage when you have that caption there in your stories. And get your face on there, ladies and gentlemen.
And so you just use I actually want to talk about the tools you use. I'm going to bookmark it because my normal style type would be like, let's just dive into that. I'm going to bookmark it.
Okay.
I'm calling myself out. It's on. Okay. It's written down. We're going to come back to that.
Okay.
So, okay. I love this analogy. So I sort of thinking about it like this, it's like your grid is like, if someone was driving by your house and you had a sign on your front lawn that was like, you know, if you believe this, you might want to come inside, like right. Put it out there, like stake in the ground. This is like what I believe and or, you know, like what I stand for. Mm-hmm. But then when they come inside and come into your living room, that's where your stories are.
Yeah, that's where the conversation is. Like you're just like, yeah, the grid is like, yeah, what you just said, like, this is who I am. Like you can do a drive by. People like typically make a decision in what, 8 seconds on Instagram? Like, do I want to learn more about this person? So you're putting your best self forward. And that doesn't mean professional photos or like super Photoshop, but like you're more intentional with the stuff that you're putting on your grid. And then in your story, you better believe that I'm going to do one from my closet when we're done here and telling everybody what I just did. So it's just like being yourself. And relatable, because that's how people come to purchase from you or join you in business is when they feel like, oh, I could be myself with her. I don't have to, you know, put on airs to like be around her.
So it's like and that's where I always find people are typical behavior is when you want to get to know somebody more, you go into their stories to try to, you know, like gather more facts. Like if they're
intel.
Yes. Intel. Yes. Yeah. Like, would I hang with this person or would I not? Like, where are we at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. So be yourself.
I was going to say that's even more important, the importance behind just being real with it and not overthinking it. Because I think that happens a lot. We overthink it.
And, oh my God.
Yeah.
If I had a dime for every overthinking woman that I come across. I mean, I have this caption in mind, but I don't know. And I'm like, just freaking post it. Oh yeah. My gosh, it's not that big of a deal. And the delete button exists. Like, if it's a complete flop, or you're like, ooh, really shouldn't have shared that about my marriage, like, delete it.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Stop thinking so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that, I really like that. I think the shareability on the grid totally makes sense. If you were to have like an objective for each story, like I know we've sort of talked about, like, would it also be value add behind the scenes in the stories, in your stories?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think so. Because the value add, for a long time, I was like, oh my God, I don't have a value add. Like, what do I have? I have three kids. I'm sitting in a closet. I like true crime documentaries and baked goods. Like, that's not like who that I don't add value to anybody. I'm not a professional, whatever. But the value add is being human. And I think people overlook that a lot because on the internet, especially now in this, like, you know, really weird time in the world, people are looking to connect with other people. And it is often overlooked that being human is a value add. So showing up in stories and like kind of being a hot mess, but relatable, that's a huge value add because people are like, oh, one of the most valuable thoughts I think people can have is I'm not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
So if they feel like, oh, I'm not the only one who's having like, my kids are bouncing off the walls or I'm, you know, serving frozen pizza again for dinner because like I'm tapped out, you know, people feel connected to you. And then when you then talk about, oh yeah, the skincare that I like, that I happen to do while my kids are yelling all around me and the world is burning down to the ground, they're like, oh, I do need some skincare. You know what I mean? Like, so just being human is a value add.
And so how would you, I feel like the, okay, this is where my brain is going, is like the shareability and the taggability, like, completely makes sense for the grid. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to like, what you see me doing, like this is live happening. My brain is trying to analyze and I get add value. Like I totally, totally get that. What mm-hmm. is the core intention when you post some in your stories? What is the, cause I get the grid when you said, I want it to be shareable or taggable. Like that's how you know if the post is a win. Mm-hmm. What about in stories? How do you know if you have like it's a win when you post something? Is it, do you look at the number of, there's all these things that people talk about, like, oh, it's a number of watchers and this, that, yeah. Like, what is it that you really focus on?
And I feel so like dumb, but like, honestly, for me, a win is how much engagement I get from the stories and not necessarily like views, but like who's commenting, who's like DMing me back and saying, oh my God, yes. Or I totally get it. You know, I do, on Sundays, I will do like a kind of like post secret, but not like I'll ask a question and be like, okay, like what's one thing that you wish you could say to your husband without any repercussion? And like people will post and like answer this question box and they do not hold back. And like I share them and like people engage and comment back like, oh my God, yes. Like, why doesn't my husband like wipe the counters down? Ugh. Like, you know what I mean? And just having those conversations. And again, like, this could be totally off base or not, but it's that human connection. So if somebody feels connected enough to like respond back to me with an emoji or a comment or whatever, like that's a win. I think about like your grid or even reels, like, cause those can be shared. That's trying to attract people. Like you're dating somebody like, okay, I want somebody to think I'm attractive. I want somebody to come here, but like, your stories is where you're nurturing the following that you have. Mm. So whether it's 20 people or, you know, 20,000, these are the people that are here for you and they like your stuff. So nurture that while also like, I totally get like wanting to grow or like whatever, but you have to nurture who's already there. And that's what stories are for me, I think.
Yeah. I love that you said, I'm not the only one. There's also this like entertainment value mm-hmm. that you're bringing for sure. Like when I hear like, you know, what you're doing on Sundays and yeah. stuff like that is super duper entertaining. I heard from, have you heard of Clubhouse?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I tried not to get distracted with it. Cause I had heard, someone had told me, they're like, oh my God, it's like Sunday eating my, It's like, it's a time suck. Like, not a time suck. Like, they love it.
But yeah, but it sucks you in.
Yeah. So I was afraid to actually go on it because I was like, I don't know where this rabbit hole is going to lead to.
Right.
So I think I heard a snippet and all I was listening to is about TikToks. Because I love TikToks. Like, I am obsessed. which I was better at making them, but like, I just consume them. And so this person had said that the key to a great TikTok is either someone's got to laugh, someone's got to cry, or it's got to be entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
That makes sense to me.
That makes sense. So like, I'm wondering with stories, like, it's kind of like, I don't know. It could be the same. That's what I'm wondering.
I think that makes so much sense because then it's not like, am I going to stir my drink? I'm not laughing. I'm not crying. I'm like, what are you doing? You're having a drink again. You do it every day. I get it. I feel like a stalker that I know your cup is green and it's the same one every day, Susan. I know, but it's on me, not you. I watch that stuff every day. I'm like, she's making her drink. It's 5:42. She's going to do her workout now. I know it. Because I see it every day. Like, you know, so good on her. But like, that's not entertaining. It's just content. We're all guilty of that. We all do it. And I think that that's part of it. But you want people to stay and feel like, oh yeah, she posted a new story. Like, I'm going to watch it. Gotta laugh, gotta cry. And I'm much more of a humor type. People need to use humor in their businesses more, I think.
Absolutely. I am drawn to that.
Yeah.
Sort of, you know, I will watch those TikToks more. There's only so many, like, you know, the mama orca lost her baby. There's only so much that I can handle.
I know.
A month. I get too emotional. So
Don't even get me started on like the military coming home. I will get down that rabbit hole and I'm literally ugly crying. And my husband's like, stop with the military videos. And I'm like, I just miss having you all there. Like, I can't. And I'm like literally emotionally spent after watching these TikToks and reels. I'll just stick to the laughing.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Entertainment, laughter.
Entertainment. Yeah. Oh, the soldiers get me every time.
Talking about that. So this is where it's like interesting, right? Because like talking about that rabbit hole is like entertaining, fun. Like it's all those things again, you know? Like, so it's... Yeah, it's almost like being able to look back and think about what am I doing that I definitely know other people must be doing or quote unquote, not embarrassing, but like, you know.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Other people probably do it too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's that relatability piece of like, I'm trying to think of something relatable. I saw somebody the other day was like, she's a girl. This is so often. Like, I got to shave my toes. I was like, people shave their toes. What? But like everyone was like, yes, same. Like, I don't know. But it's one of those things that like everyone seemed to relate to.
Do you ever watch Dave Hollis's stories or Dave's posts?
No.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I love me Rachel Hollis, but like,
you do.
I don't know. Not that there's sides and not that I'm asking you to
what happened there?
Not asking you to choose between mommy and daddy here, but like, I don't know. Like his stuff is so good too, you know? Like,
dude. Ah, man, really like I would love to know. Man, there's just so many questions I have.
Like, what a shock.
What a shock. They both have quality content.
Quality content, indeed. Yeah. So, okay, one short question. It can just be a one or two word answer. And then I want to move on to some tools. Yeah, and talk a little bit more about that. So, okay. You brought it up, so I'm going to open this can of worms. True crime. What is your favorite? Man, I don't know if you watch or listen to Crime Junkies, but I'm just like, I am like biggest fan ever. Love.
Oh my gosh. My girlfriends love Crime Junkie. And it's one of those things where I feel like it would take up so much of my time if I started listening to it.
Yeah.
I can't, but it's more like the documentaries for me. Something that I can like turn on, you know, wind down at the end of the day with a nice murder. Who doesn't like to do that? But it's the documentaries, Netflix documentaries, HBO. Like I just watched Murder on Middle Beach on HBO Max. It's only four episodes, easily consumable in a weekend. And that's the kind of stuff I love it.
I'm the exact same way. I don't know. There's something about a good story documentary. So what's your favorite one? Would that be your favorite one?
Have you seen The Jinx?
No.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Okay. I think that's on HBO as well. That one is banana sandwich crazy. The staircase is good. What have I seen recently? I did like Murder on Middle Beach. We're watching Night Stalker right now. I think that's what it's called. That's brand new on Netflix. Have you watched that?
I started it. And then I was like, I'm going to need more mental capacity to really take it. Because the filming of it was just a little bit like different.
Agreed.
Cinematography. It's just a little bit different than what I'm used to. So I knew I would have to like, I needed to be alone.
I needed like actual attention. Yeah, that one is a little bit different. I only got through one episode. I don't know. But if anyone tells me there's a true crime documentary or like show out there, I'm on it like white on rice. Like give me, like I said, like give me dessert and true crime. There's nothing better.
Yeah. I'm going to start sending you because I've got so many good ones and I feel like I'm like deep into mom brain right now. Like I'm at that point in my life. We got a 5 month old.
Oh, you're like in it.
You cannot remember things. Like my mind and brain has changed a lot. I feel like.
Oh God. And as soon as we hang up, I'm going to be like, oh God, why didn't I think of this one? So if your listeners have any good true crime documentaries, please send them my way.
I can't get enough of those. So I've written those down. That is definitely what I'm going to be cracking into tonight.
Love them. Let me know.
Yeah, awesome. 100%. So last thing I wanted to make sure we talked about is if there are any tools that you like for Instagram, love, can't get enough of.
My favorite app is called Over. That's how I create all of my images for No Shame Sales Game, but also my like regular personal account for when I'm doing stuff for like team shout outs or stuff like that. Over is really great. I've just started to look into Tailwind. Have you used that yet?
There's a couple of different ones I've used. Tailwind I've heard about and have seen people like.
Yeah, I haven't used it yet, but she's like, oh my God, you can schedule stories. You can schedule posts. And I'm like too much of a control freak that I'm like, it's kind of hard for me to like, and don't you post when you feel something? Like I can't think that far ahead, but I've heard great things about Tailwind, but honestly, Over is the app that I use. And I'm like, so boring.
I think it's going to be super refreshing. For a lot of people to hear, right? Because everyone thinks it's got to be super complicated. And there's, you know, like we had talked about hashtags and different things like that. And it's like super refreshing to hear that the way that you've built things is not complicated. It's about consistency. All. You're not using fancy schmancy apps
or apps or like, cause like we were talking about, I have three kids, ain't nobody got time for like crazy fancy stuff. We joke all the time. Like this is why we can't have nice things. Like everything is broken or like, I have three boys, so like peed on or something. So it bleeds over into my Instagram as well. Very simple.
Yeah. So no fancy tools, just a really clear direction with who you serve.
Yeah. And I think I heard something on a video on YouTube, obviously. Somebody said like, if you're in graphic design and you can make like beautiful images, like go for it. But if that's not your wheelhouse, like, just create like, and if you look at No Shame Sales Game, it's literally a blue or a pink square with blue or white text. Like it's nothing. It takes 2 seconds. I think a lot of times people, because Instagram is such a, you know, everything's about the aesthetics of whatnot. But I think people are reaching that tipping point on Instagram where they're like, just give me the real stuff. Give me like the simple, I don't need to see like your curated, like flat lay of your product and whatever, like stir it. Just stir the drink and I want to see it. That's fine. So if you're like a photographer and you're great at that, cool. If not, just keep it simple. Just keep it simple.
I love that. Great. Super easy, great advice. And so Colleen, where can people learn more about you, find you and learn about what you're up to?
Yeah. So I'm like all over the internet. I feel like No Shame Sales Game is where you can come for like that free content in direct sales for direct sales. I started a platform for women in direct sales. It kind of spawned off of No Shame Sales Game because I was like, holy cow. So that's called Direct Sales Growth Community. And that's a platform for women in direct sales. And the whole mission is to change the perception of our industry from the inside out. And I have different speakers and trainers come in every week from all over. And it's just the hope is that people can get training outside of their teams and also in an affordable way, because a lot of times people want trainings, so they want these courses, but they're so expensive. So I wanted to create, again, a simple space that cost wasn't a barrier to entry. So direct sales growth community. And if you're interested in like a boring person who likes true crime and yoga pants and sits in closets, Colleen _Nichols is a really exciting Instagram. That's where I'm at.
I'm super excited to check out that your Instagram account as well.
It's pretty boring. That's great. Exciting. Yeah. That's where you can find me.
Awesome. Well, I'm so grateful that you you made the time. You were able to come on today and run us through all the great stuff that's happening for like the great stuff that you're teaching, like super keeping it easy. Yeah. And just making it so easy to digest. I really, really appreciate, you know, your ability to do that.
Wonderful. Oh, thanks. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking the time to level up today. If you're ready to commit to personal and professional growth, move forward, make money, and grow your health and fitness business, head to my free community on Facebook, Business Bootcamp for Fitness Coaches, so I can support you every step along the way. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and we'll see you right back here next week on Social Selling Simplified.